Hi, this is Eric Fiorello. Today is June 10th, 2014, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. This podcast is brought to you by Fiorello Barbell Company. We are located in upstate New York, and we don't try, we succeed. Today's show is called There Is a Silver Lining, and there is. There is a silver lining for everything in your life. No matter how bad things get or how bad you think they get, there is always something that's going to come out of this that's going to be good if you let it. And you're not out just trying to club everything, figuring, you know, if I can't figure it out, then I'm done with it. That's not the way to do it. We haven't been able to podcast really for the last few weeks, but we've been down even longer. And you want to talk about a silver lining. I've been going back and forth with our hosting company for over 3 weeks. We finished it about 2.5 weeks ago. We have the best weight loss DVD MP4, I'm telling you, that's out there. And I mean this sincerely. If you've listened to any of the past podcasts, Dennis is was the main client with this. He was 43 pounds overweight of what he wanted to be. So he started in at 276. We had him in a little over 6 months down to 224. The goal was 225. As of this past Saturday, he's weighing 222 pounds. You want to talk about a silver lining. I mean, if you go out and listen to any of the video with Dennis speaking, the host of things that were going on in his life, I didn't even know about. So, you know, before you're ready to just throw in the towel, think things through. Take a step back, because there is always a silver lining. Now, getting back to our podcast problem, to get this product we want marketed, I really want to use podcasting as one of the essential ingredients in this. But the problem was I could not get into iTunes. We have an RSS feed that goes through, without boring you, it goes down through whoever hosts my website, which would be on their server, and it goes back to iTunes. Well, we couldn't get it through their head that this was not a WordPress issue with a plugin, that it was with the feed. They had a piece of security on there that they should have taken off. They said they tried, it didn't work. Well, the people that are really experienced with this stuff, especially with WordPress, disagreed. I couldn't wait any longer. I'm not getting a plug or any money for this, but we went with Bluehost. I went with a gentleman there named Jason. We shored everything up yesterday. Fiorello Barbell Company now is officially on Bluehost. And when I get done with this podcast today, we're going to see what happens when I submit it to iTunes, because I feel that we've got a message that everyone should hear. So, once again, silver lining. Frustration, I realize. I've had plenty of it the last 23 months. You know, when you're on a limited budget, you're trying to be the guy that does everything, it can really push you right to the edge. But, you know, one thing about weightlifting, with all the years I've done it, it creates a mental tenacity that can't be touched. And there's been a lot of changes in my life, both personally and obviously in the business sector. I wouldn't change anything right now, because we're right on the brink of big, big success. In my opinion, we're going to sell 1 million copies of this weight loss DVD, and I'm going to help 1 million people, and that's mainly what I want to do. This is why I got back into, and I never left it. This is why I'm doing training in every facet now as a job, as an occupation. I mean, I love it that much. I always have. I eat it. I live it. I always think about it. You know, that's the silver lining, because, you know, the money is going to come. Fiorello Barbell Company is going to become very well known and famous for just the things it can do and accomplish, and the way we work with people. Because we work one-on-one. You're not going into a big meat grinder, and, you know, they might talk to you for a few days, then you walk in and look at them, they look at you like they don't even know you. You'll never have that here. Never. And for people that feel a little self-conscious, this is the place to come. There isn't going to be anybody looking at you. It's going to be you and I, and we're going to work together and get it done. And that goes for kids, too, because if you've read any of the articles I've had out on Fiorello Barbell Co. on my blog, 30% of the world now is obese. That's pretty serious stuff. And the kids sector, it's like, it's unbelievable how big it is. And, you know, we got to get them now. We got to get them now. And we've got to teach them how to do things correctly and how to think correctly. And not let anybody tell you you can't do it, and not let people put you down and make you feel like you can't do anything. This is a stuff I see way too much of. And people who take advantage of things, get away from them. You'll find people that do care about you. I've met many like that. People that, you know, I never figured that would rise above have done that. And they've been a part of this company, and I can't thank them enough. Once again, another silver lining. One of the things I want to talk about too today is one of my new clients, Frank. He's in his 60s. He and his son and his family operate a business here in Guilderland called Cafe Calabria. I'm not getting paid for this either, but I want to give them a little bit of love if I can. They're out in Guilderland across the street from Westmere Fire. What can you say? Mike's 25, entrepreneur. How can't you? I admire the hell out of the guy for that. But we're not talking about Mike. We're talking about Frank. Frank's in his early 60s. He's got some serious health issues. I mean, he could die from this stuff. So I've known Frank for quite a while, and he stopped me and he said, you know, he loved how Dennis looked, and said, Eric, I need to lose about 40 to 45 pounds, and I'd like you to show me what to do. So he's been with me now a month. And the attitude, man, the commitment, the silver lining, because you really got to sell this. I mean, and you got to really know that you have to do this. And for him, he knows that he has to do this now. This is imperative to the longevity of his life here on Earth. And he wants to live a long time. He's got grandkids. You know, he loves his boys and his daughters, and he wants to take good care of them and his wife. They're great people. So Frank's over here for a month yesterday, and he's already got better energy. He feels he's lost 5 pounds today. He had a doctor's appointment. We'll find out when I see him Thursday. But the two big things are, once again, it's grip. Like with Kurt, who was in his 70s, we got his grip so strong. I mean, he could twist, you know, pickle jars in half. He couldn't even do that prior to this, besides the weight reduction he got. Frank, same thing. You know, grip's not real good, and obviously the body weight. Well, I see him this past Saturday, and, you know, he's two things. He's pretty excited about it. Well, my grip's a lot better. I can turn stuff. I'm loosening stuff now. I said, okay, that's great. Number two, you know, they wear a special uniform, whatever you want to call it, you know, as far as, you know, chefs. You know, they get the uniforms from whatever local company it is. And if you look at them, you know, they're usually his are like solid blue. They all wear that. And the buttons are not your traditional buttons like on a dress shirt, on a white shirt. I think they're spread more in the middle. The button's a little bigger, and obviously the opening's a little longer. And he says to me, you know, Eric, this is the last couple days. This is the first time I'll be able to button my buttons, and they're not being stretched by my belly. And you can't see my stomach, you know, through like the light opening in where the button goes through. You know, something that makes me really happy. And it made him, you know, it's these little things. You know, anybody promises you, you know, 30 pounds in 2 weeks, you run the other way. I mean, this is the stuff that works. This is what I did with Dennis. This is how Dennis lost 43 pounds. You take him down slow. You build him mentally. Frank is starting to see what's happening. Now he's eager to get into more things. We've changed his diet up a little bit. He's eating now 3 meals a day. He was only eating one meal at night because he's working, you know, 6 days a week, 5 days a week. You know, he's in his 60s too. I mean, but the thing with Frank, which is very good for he and I, is Frank's never had any major surgeries on joints or anything. At 60 plus years old, do you know how great that is for me? I've already started him weight training with a barbell, small 1-inch barbell. And he does the big three, we call them, which is the squat pull-up, the good morning long strength, and the heavy hands walk. And those three will light you up. But I still believe the barbell is the king. I mean, stones, everything. They all have their place. But barbell has history, and you can do a lot of things with a barbell. You know, you're not going to be able to do the same things with other things because some people just don't want to do it. The barbell is something they all know and they're always very comfortable with, I find. So I meet with him again Thursday, and I'll be anxious to hear what his doctor said. Obviously, the changes right now might be minimal as far as the outer look, but we're changing his insides. And if you know anything about us, you got to change your inners to get your outers to reflect that. So I'm very excited about this prospect with Frank. I can't wait to see him by the end of the year. It ought to be phenomenal. He wants to go down to 200. I want to break him right down to 190. Get him very muscular and just get him living again. And hopefully we can get another 25, 30 years out of him. He's got grandkids and he loves his family, and I wish nothing more for him than that. So once again, you got another silver lining. So when things look really bad, they're not as bad. And the things you think that are going to happen usually never happen. I'll tell you something too. You know, with weightlifters, how many of the guys I know, you know, usually a lot of times when you get injuries, it's something stupid. You trip, you're carrying something, you slide down a flight of stairs. That's what happened to me. You got new air. We got new wall to wall in the house, had bare feet. You know, you catch the edge. I bent my leg right under me, and I hurt my knee, and I was really pissed off, I'll tell you, because these are the things that you get going. You got big goals. You're getting on your way with things, and then you got a pain in the ass like this happening. So once again, you create another silver lining. Now, if you've been following me at all, I intend to go to Iceland this year and lift that Husafell stone, the 50 meters, and be done with it for a little while. But I'm also working on a 1,000-pound dead stop rear squat and a 600-pound dead stop front squat. Before this had happened, I was in the low sevens with the back squat, and I hit 500 in the front squat. So this happening now, you know, I've got to take it easy on it. It's not torn or anything, but I'm using the proper modalities to bring it back, which is one of the things I'm going to be doing a video on, of showing you exactly what I'm taking, what I'm putting on topically, and what I've been doing. And one of the things I've been doing is I've gotten into heavy, thick bar training. I got a 2-inch Apollon axle and a 3-inch bar we call the Cobra. These things are massive. So I figured a way that I can, you know, I'm squatting, I'm not in pain or anything like that, but I'm going to have to kind of work back up. So what better way than use a thick bar, because that will limit the weight I can use, number one, because if you use a thick bar ever, you notice that you put that on the top of your traps and come out of the hole, that bar is going to fight you to slide down your back. I don't care how big your back and traps are. So I've gone all the thick bar training now the last week or two, and I'm going to go with this probably for at least another month. And, you know, I'm doing the typical stuff, the dead stop front squat, dead stop rear squat, dead stop overhead. I've always done thick bar curling, you know, forearm, reverse forearms. You can do bent rows. I do deadlifts with it. It's pretty amazing. And you want to talk about grip, because I'm very into neurons, and I'm going to be writing a lot of stuff about it. And the chemical and energy changes that go on in your body when you're grabbing something and having to basically hold on for your life sets the fire right up to your brain. And I believe that training with this type of strength and this type of apparatus, meaning the bars, can set a whole new style within your training, within your size, within your explosion. So as we get down the road with it, I'm going to have more, obviously, information on this, and I'll let you know the do's and don'ts that I went through. But this could be something that I could really do for a long time. You just got to lay your ego aside and know, if you're, say you're a 600 pound squatter, well, you might have to use 350 for a little while to get going. But I'm telling you now, I think you can build back thickness like you wouldn't believe just holding this bar. When I did that the other day, just the backs with a 3-inch bar, that thing was almost impossible to handle because you're struggling to hold on to it with your grip. And you're also coming out of a dead stop, hold, bottom squat, and then you're trying to stand up with it and hold it so it doesn't whip off your shoulders. So it was the right thing to do. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to kick back in with the other stuff, but why not put a little more muscle and size on? How about a little more density, you know? Here we go. Silver lining. Silver lining. You've got to see it for what it is. You've got to have confidence, and you got to be bold. And I mean bold. And you can't, you just can't be afraid of these things because, like I said, the silver lining, you know, and that's what my mother used to say when we were kids a lot. The same thing with, you know, you hear, well, things happen for a reason. I used to always push that aside, but now I do believe a lot of things happen for the reasons. We don't know them at the point, and it can be you're not sure about things. Some people get hurt about it, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a silver lining, and it's the same way with the squat, with the knee, all that. You know, every day it's getting better and better. Today I did a ton of stuff out in the garden, you know. It's really a win-win. And, you know, your attitude is everything. You know, with all the stuff that's been happening in the last 23 months, I could have quit and crawled in a hole, you know. But I wouldn't do it because, like I said, prior to this, lifting does give you a tenacity like nothing else out there. And I just feel that you've got to look at things that way. And when you can do things and think of things that way, you always find the answer. You know, it's with everything here. We've had one setback after another, but every time there's a setback, I find out how to fix it, how to do it. You meet the right people at the right time. And you know what? I'm going to be able to lend this to people that want to open up their own business, to create their own niche. And maybe they don't know where to go. Maybe they don't have $2,500 for a product to show them, which a lot of products maybe don't give you everything you need. Well, when I have something out like that, you're going to get everything you need, and you're not going to be getting charged $2,000. So that's the point of the matter. I mean, I've been here. I've done it. I understand both sides of the coin. But the idea is you want to help people, and I want to see as many entrepreneurs as we can out there. This country is ripe for it right now, and things the way they are aren't going to last forever. People are going to change. Governments change. But the main thing is you stay on that straight line to wherever you got to get to. And you're going to zigzag, you're going to hit potholes. It doesn't matter. You know where you're going. You know the end result you want. And there we go, the silver lining again. So we're going to have a lot more information. And when I get done with this, we're going to submit this to iTunes. And we're going to figure this is going to work this time. And we're going to have motivation and muscle out to the masses all over the world. So the thing I can tell you now is we will be podcasting more. We will have the announcement of when we are going to turn the weight loss product loose, which is going to be as fast as I can humanly do it. And we're going to have a lot of new stuff on the way, a lot more video. Summer's here. You know, fall's coming. That's my favorite time of year. We're going to have major stuff out. Plus, don't forget, we are going to get Dennis up to 229 by December 25th of this year. Same way, he and Frank are going to be training in a lot of similar ways. So this is going to be very interesting. I look forward to it. I look forward to speaking to any of you. I can be reached at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. Obviously, all the information on the website, you can reach me by phone. You will be called back within 24 hours. That's my word. And third of all, I'd love for you to leave anything you want. Comment, good, bad, that's up to you on Twitter. And I'm at Twitter at Fiorello Eric. That's FIORILLOERIC. So this is the first podcast we've done in a little while. We're going to be out there again. I wish you lifting success. I wish you lifting greatness. And get after any endeavor you want to do and just knock it right out of the park, you know? That's what it's about. So have a great week. I'll be talking to you, and we will see you. Thank you.